Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A good resource is the NCC's Contamination-Free Cotton, Keep It Clean and Pure initiative, which can be found at www.cotton.org/tech/quality/contamination-prevention.cfm. And there you're going to find guidelines that are designed to be the starting point for frank dialogues among all groups that do have a vested interest in achieving zero tolerance regarding contamination. Additional contamination prevention resources can be found on the NCC Quality Preservation webpage. That's a little bit easier to find. It's www.cotton.org/tech/quality/index.cfm.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Textile mills are expanding their resources that they use to find, then separate, detrimental foreign materials from pure cotton lint. And these advanced technologies in contamination detection are being placed around the world. Most of these detectors are being positioned closer to the bale opening process and increases the likelihood that contamination will be traced back to a specific bale or group of bales in the opening room laydown.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And again, a good example is some mills continue to form visual inspections of each bale when the bale wrap is removed. Again, first they're looking at the surface of the bale. Then that allows them to document incidents at the mills. They have sent us photographic proof of foreign materials, and most of these are most often are black plastic protruding from the bale surface. When those incidents are found and they're able to trace that back to a gin, they usually go to the shipper that sold them the cotton first with that information, and then oftentimes the shipper will go back to the gin where the cotton was sourced. Now, when contamination is recovered, the next step is usually a physical inspection of the bale's interior while it's being prepared for processing. And just like advanced solutions, visual inspections help minimize downstream contamination incidents. The cost associated with these extra inspections, though, often results in an unacceptable outcome for mills and may affect their future bale sourcing decisions. And again, we believe at National Cotton Council that without continued attentiveness by all U.S. cotton industry participants, a hard-earned reputation for providing the world with contamination-free cotton can be lost quickly. And once that reputation is sullied, it may take years to overcome the damage, with the net results possibly being lost premiums for all U.S. cotton.